Wildfire Concepts presents Seven Figure Furnace, digital marketing discussions with internet made millionaires, with your host, Cindy Donovan.
In this episode, number 23, I interview Eric Weiss, who entered the online marketing space when he launched a product on Warrior Forum a few short years ago, and now more recently, some software brands in the JVZoo space. He has now sold over $5 million worth of his information and software products. Eric is also a top Udemy instructor with over 15,000 students and is always happy to share his strategies and useful tips, which is what we're going to be focusing on today. During today's episode, Eric will discuss how to generate leads and build a massive Facebook following using Udemy's 10 million student marketplace, and how to structure your course to get around Udemy's limitations for lead capture, and how to monetize it successfully to make more than just sales of your courses within the platform. So Eric, it is fantastic to have you right here on the show. And so for people who are listening in today, who haven't actually heard about who you are, could you please just explain to them who Eric Weiss is?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here, Cindy. I really appreciate it. And just a quick run through, I don't want to bore everyone to death and give you the 20-minute version. But just a quick bio. I actually started out in the corporate world. I had nothing to do with marketing and finance, investment banking, working on M&A transactions. And after that, that's when I started. And basically, it was this opportunity that I found online, one of these sales pages. I thought, oh, you know, is this a scam? Is this not a scam? And I ended up joining this group, launching a product on the Warrior Forum at that time, and that led to launching a couple software brands in the JVZoo space, and yeah, we're still in the software space today, plus on Udemy. That's another part of my business, and the last part is buying and selling digital assets. But I know what we're going to be focusing on today is traffic, so I'm really excited to give people some good tips and strategies.
It's just insane to hear, you know, the amount of success that you've had, and you just started out with just getting an idea and throwing something up on Warrior Forum. That's just incredible. I mean, you had a lot of knowledge before, but isn't that exciting?
It was extremely exciting. And let me tell you this, Cindy, I had knowledge, but I had no knowledge of internet marketing.
Right.
I had absolutely zero knowledge. And you know, it sounds kind of corny when you talk about it, taking action and all that stuff. But literally, at that time, I wasn't too well off financially, and $100 meant a lot for me. So like I said, you know, I bought into this membership, and it cost, I think, $97 a month at that time. And I saw that there was a 30-day money back guarantee. So I said, all right, great, perfect. Let's try this out. You know, worst case, I'll just refund it. But that thing put it into my head that I need to do something within 30 days, because otherwise I'm going to run out of time and I'm going to lose that $100. So actually, it was kind of like a gun to the head type of approach. And it went well. Like literally that month, we did over $20,000 in sales coming from nothing, no knowledge of internet marketing, absolutely zero. And at that time, especially at that time, my technical knowledge was really, really poor. I'm even embarrassed to say how non-technical I was at that time.
I think everyone starts out like that. And I just love hearing the starting stories. And, you know, I hope our listeners do as well, because, you know, you don't have to have a whole lot of experience. Like most people who are doing really well now, most people just started Googling stuff, going to online forums and just connecting with people and listening and just soaking in. And, you know, obviously podcasts, keep listening to podcasts.
Exactly. I mean, at that point, I was really listening to podcasts, but similar, I would definitely agree, because it was a webinar type of thing once a week type of session. So, I mean, it's the same thing as a podcast.
Mm, yeah. So today we're going to be talking a bit about what you're doing with Udemy, because not a lot of people are using Udemy. I know, you know, there's a handful of marketers who are doing it, and you are one of the best sellers on Udemy, correct?
Thank you. I've done pretty well, I would say. I mean, up to this point, it's around 15,000 students that, that I have on Udemy. And it's doing well, especially for a project that I didn't necessarily start it to make money or even generate traffic. So I had a couple brands in the internet marketing space. And the reason I started it was because I was teaching all of my CEOs how to write copy, how to do webinars, how to do product creation. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to put these programs together, and I'm just going to also put them on Udemy. And then if I ever need to teach anyone from my team, my CEOs, anyone about any of these topics, affiliate marketing, whatever it is, then cool. You know, I kill kind of like two birds with one stone. And suddenly it started generating all of this massive traffic, whether you want, you know, leading to opt-ins, a pretty sizable Facebook group, everything. So, so I definitely recommend it, but no one really uses it as a traffic source. And even the people that are on Udemy, they don't really know what to do with that traffic. And, and there are a couple problems. And the biggest one is Udemy doesn't give you those email addresses. So that's the biggest problem. And you have to know how to get around that in, if you want to call it, a legal manner.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to be covering a few little bits about Udemy. And as you mentioned, you can basically take content that you already created, or, you know, you can put together your own entire course. Did you want to just quickly explain what Udemy is if people haven't actually seen it?
Sure, definitely. So Udemy is, in a nutshell, it's a course marketplace, but courses about anything. Of course, we're talking about internet marketing, marketing courses, but you have courses about cooking, you have courses about yoga, you have courses about fitness, programming. Programming is probably one of the hottest topics, marketing, like we said, business in general, languages, literally everything. And people just come there, they find a course, they like it, they buy it, view the course, and it's better than getting a university education, right?
Right. Well, you can do it at home, and so it's really like, yeah, a place for people to find stuff if they want to learn new things. And there are over, I'm just looking on the website now, there's over 10 million students, so it's a great marketplace for people that are really hungry to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a massive traffic pool, and literally, I don't know how long ago, it's about a year ago, Udemy got over $60 million, I think $65 million in funding at that point. Maybe they even raised more money since. So what I want to say is that Udemy's not going anywhere. It's still in the growth phase, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger.
I've seen that they're making a whole bunch of changes. Like they're allowing users, and we'll probably talk a little bit about this as far as like marketing and getting more people onto your courses and all that sort of stuff. But they've made it so that your courses can't be less than $20 now. They have to be between $20 and $50 for a course. And you can't, I mean, a lot of people were using them to give away free courses. So they're really working on building building more value, like, and increasing the perceived value in actual courses, I think. So Udemy is definitely doing a lot to keep building on their platform.
Yeah, exactly. Cindy, just want to check, can you still hear me?
I can. It dropped out just for a tiny bit, but I can still hear you now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. What was your question? Sorry?
I was just talking about the changes in Udemy and just confirming that, yeah, like they are definitely growing. They're building it for growth, and they're definitely working on ways to bring value for the people that are creating courses, not just for the people that are studying them, but keeping actual, you know, quality control in there. They're very strong on the quality control.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you...
And they keep on pushing it.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about... I mean, we probably don't want to go right into how to create a Udemy course. There are a lot of courses on Udemy on how to do that. So, but as far as a marketer goes, if you have content and you want to put it onto Udemy, what is the best way maybe to start structuring your Udemy course so that just for these specific ways of getting people from Udemy onto your mailing list, how do you market to people from Udemy?
It's actually pretty easy. I'm not going to go into how to structure a course, but we'll talk about the traffic. And there are a couple things that I do that, and I thought about this before I published my first course. I really thought about this. It wasn't that it just kind of came out of nowhere. I sat down and I said, okay, how can I get around this? So number one, all of my courses are mostly screen share type of PowerPoint courses because they're marketing. You know, I'm not doing like languages or anything like that. Mm. Now, that's really good because what do I have on the bottom of my PowerPoint? Well, I have my digistrats.com website. Mm-hmm. On every single slide, it says, you know, www.digistrats.com. So obviously people see that, and everyone that views my course, a lot of the people, they're like, okay, you know, if they're listening to my course, they're curious about me, they want to know more about me, and they're probably going to visit my website. Now, I can't have down there digistrats.com/free opt-in. Udemy would ban me if I did that.
Right.
But, you know, of course you could put your regular website on there. And then once people start clicking there, of course there are pop-ups and opt-ins and things like that. So a lot of those people, once they start listening to the course, they'll convert. Now, so that's one of the ways. Mm-hmm. The second way is that in the second or third video of every single course, I make people join a Facebook group. So I say, okay, right now, you know, and very forcefully, you know, I don't say, oh, you can join this Facebook group. No, but I say, hey, you know, right now I need you as the first thing, as a part of this course, to join the Facebook group at digistrats.com. I think it's /FB or something like that. And second thing, you know, join the YouTube channel. And third thing, look at the website. And this really converts that traffic into that Facebook group, and that's allowed according to Udemy rules. You know, it might always change in the future, but they like Facebook groups because it fosters, you know, communication and everything. So you can get that traffic into your Facebook group. I can tell you though some additional pros and cons of that strategy if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the thing about the Facebook group, so it's good and it's bad. And I like being very transparent. I don't like BSing people, whether it's with my courses or stuff. I like to be extremely transparent. So the good thing is at this point, I think I have over 2,000 or 3,000 people a part of the Facebook group. Now, the bad thing is the engagement isn't as high as it could be. And there are two reasons for that. Number one, and that's something that people can easily fix. Maybe I've been neglecting sometimes posting and things like that to keep up the engagement. So people, you know, if you're really focused on that Facebook group, you'll do fine. But the second reason, and this is the bigger reason, just so you kind of understand how Udemy works, is in the beginning when you post your Udemy course, you're going to give out free coupons for at least the first 1,000, 2,000 students. Why? Because of social proof. So when you get those freebie seekers in there, well, they're not the most quality people going into your Facebook group. And the Facebook group, you know, algorithm kind of picks that up. If you don't have quality people in your Facebook group that aren't really engaging, when you post there, it's not going to show up on their newsfeed as much as if it's a real tight-knit community of, let's say, 100, 200, 300 people that paid $100 or something like that. So just going through like the pros and cons of how that Facebook strategy works with the email opt-ins, you can control that much, much more easily than you can the Facebook algorithm.
Right. But with Udemy, you can't just send them straight to an opt-in. I mean, you can. No. On the final video that you do, you can do like a bonus video, can't you? But the many people actually get to that. On the Udemy, when you create a Udemy course, on the last video, you're able to put in a like some sort of pitch, but it's got to be like a low-key pitch, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could pitch your other products and things of that nature. Now, like you said, some people get there. And the statistics are a little skewed, right? Because you see the overall statistics, but a lot of these people got in there for free into your course, which also means that they might not get all the way, especially those people. The people that paid are much more likely to complete the entire course. And those are the people that are going to additionally buy more products. So it's still good to put that in the last video, your other products and things of that nature. But that's why I try to front load the Facebook group, have my URL everywhere, so that I put that DigiStrats brand into people's minds, and people start clicking, typing it in the URL box, all that.
Yeah, that is awesome. So that's a really good strategy, how you're being just very direct. I've created a Udemy course, and I didn't really follow up with, I didn't even think to push them into a Facebook group. So yeah, that's really definitely something that I think I'll probably have to implement then.
Yeah, and especially Cindy, do you have a Facebook group right now?
Do you build a special Facebook group for each course, or do you just have one for each? Because I do have a Facebook group, but I don't really push enough people to it, and I'm not very active in it. It's one of those things that I know I need to do, and I'll probably get around to it at some stage.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. I completely agree about the being active part, even though I try to be as active as possible. But no, I don't build a separate group for each course. There would be no way I could manage that.
No. Yeah, but having one central one and then just pushing them all in, that would be good, I guess. That makes sense, and a lot easier too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Do you have multiple courses then? I'm guessing. How many courses do you have on Udemy?
I believe it's at 12 right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have multiple courses, and, pretty much all of those courses, I just wanted to make all of those courses. And that's the cool part, is that I just went through and I said, look, let me distill all of my copy knowledge into a copy course, all my webinar knowledge into a webinar course, all of my affiliate marketing knowledge into an affiliate marketing course. And yeah, that's the way I went about it.
Yeah. Are you able to use, I'm not sure on the rules of Udemy, are you able to, if you're creating content for a Udemy course, is it exclusive to Udemy, or can you use it in other places?
You can use it anywhere else.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a big thing too. You can basically take any content from anywhere then that you've created and put it onto Udemy, or the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to warn people, or not warn, but just advise them about doing that, is when you create your content, you need to have that in mind. It's like when you're creating a business, like I was saying, the other thing that I do is buy and sell businesses. When you create a business, if you want to sell it and exit out of it, you need to create the business with that in mind from the beginning. Same thing with this content, because oftentimes if you're doing maybe a webinar course, maybe some courses, and you don't use the right audio, you don't use the right microphone, you might be clipping, they're not going to accept the course on Udemy. So they do have very high quality standards, and you want to plan that out correctly ahead of time. However, if you do get approved by Udemy, you can pretty much repurpose and reuse that course almost everywhere else.
Right. So, I mean, you, with that in mind, it's probably a good idea to create it based on Udemy's restrictions or guidelines, I guess, and then repurpose it for other stuff after.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually what I recommend for people to do. But even with that, like if you're creating slides or things, a lot of people make this mistake. They'll start talking about Udemy because they think that Udemy is the only place where their course is going to be hosted and they're creating it. Say, oh, you know, you're a Udemy student within the audio. Okay. And obviously someone else is listening to that. And they came through a different channel. They're like, well, what's going on? So just be careful. Be very mindful about how you're targeting your message.
Okay. So do you repurpose any of your content in other platforms?
Occasional times when I do that. For example, I did create a product. It was a product that we launched. It was our YouTube outro funnel creator product. And one of our upsells was a course. Now, a couple weeks before that, I actually created that course first for Udemy. And then I used that same course as part of my product funnel.
Awesome. We're in a previous podcast recently with Earl, Earl Flomata. We talked about content repurposing, and he talks a lot about creating a video, and then different ways that you can use that video. So, export the transcript and do all kinds of things and use that content. So, I mean, if you're creating it for a Udemy course, then you're actually putting all the work in to create some amazing content, repurposing it as much as possible, kind of makes sense. I think like that strategy together with Udemy could work really, really well.
Yeah, and actually you bring up a good point. And since we're talking about traffic, I do want to bring this up. Mm. And now let's say you create a Udemy course. I don't know, maybe it's going to be 50 videos or 30 videos, depending on your style and how you like to structure things. Well, why not use that for YouTube traffic? What do I mean? Well, you're already doing these content pieces. Mm-hmm. So why not to take a couple of them and publish them to your YouTube channel? Then on your YouTube channel, when you publish it, what do you have? What link do you have right underneath? Well, you link it back to your Udemy course or your website, wherever you want to do it, but repurposing that to kind of do this, right, like curation strategy.
Yeah, or send them through to your own website, lead capture, and then push through to wherever you want, really. Like you can throw them to
exactly
a course with a coupon or, capture whatever you'd like there, I guess.
Exactly. Mm. And when we talk about actually podcasts, I've started doing that, but haven't completed it just because I've been caught up with some other projects. But what I plan on doing is I haven't launched my podcast yet, mm-hmm. but doing it as this type of because we're talking about traffic is kind of like a triple strategy, right? So invite my entire community to a webinar that's going to be done via Google Hangouts.
Yep.
Well, so people get to listen to it live, then automatically Google Hangouts takes it, turns it into a YouTube video. It's on your YouTube channel. You get more traffic there, and then you strip out the MP3 audio and turn it into your podcast as well.
Yeah.
So, and then if you want to even take it a step further, get that transcribed and use that, publish it to your blog, plus put the video of that on top and the podcast of that on top. And you just have this all-around strategy to really push your content out and get traffic from multiple places. So that's what I'm planning on doing in I'd say about 2 months once I wrap up a couple other projects.
I think 2 months seems the magical goal for everyone right now. There's so much going on, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So have you got any final tidbits that you can share about getting traffic from Udemy before we
start? Sure. So what I'm actually going to do, Cindy, I we didn't talk about this, but I just came up with this idea on this podcast. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a link. I don't know. We're going to limit this probably maybe to 50 people. I don't know. I'll let you choose, but probably to around 50 people. Mm-hmm. I have a course about how to create Udemy courses.
Oh,
now,
perfect.
I never published it online on Udemy. And I sold it actually as more of a coaching program for about $4.99, $6.99. I'm going to give that to, you know, there's no opt-in required or anything, anything like that. But I'll give that to maybe, let's say, 50 of your people for free, first come, first serve, and they can
awesome.
Just take a look at that.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm sure people are going to get a huge kick out of that. So you guys that are listening, I'm going to have a link. If you're listening through iTunes, come over to sevenfigurefurnace.com and be one of the first 50 people to grab that link. You just need to look for Eric Weiss's podcast and the post on sevenfigurefurnace.com and come and grab that. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I'm sure that's going to make a lot of people super happy.
Well, thank you for having me here, Cindy.
Thank you for being here. I'll talk again with you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the 7-Figure Furnace with Cindy Donovan. If you like what you just heard, please share our web address, wildfireconcepts.com, with your friends and colleagues. To catch our previous podcasts packed with more insight from self-made millionaire fire starters, check the archives on our website.
This has been a Wildfire Concepts production.
Join us again at our next edition of 7-Figure Furnace.